there. Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact, celebrating teen changemakers. I'm your host, Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, philanthropist, and passionate advocate for family and youth service. On this short weekly pod, I have the honor of meeting tweens, teens, and young adults who are volunteers, advocates, nonprofit founders, activists, and fundraisers. My goal is to celebrate and amplify these big-hearted people and the work they're doing, and to inspire you all, no matter your age, to find your purpose and passion through meaningful service to others. I firmly believe, and these conversations will convince you, that every person can make a difference, one simple act at a time. When confronted with tragic circumstances, of course the inclination is to turn inward and grieve. When that tragedy is compounded by circumstances beyond our control, like a global pandemic, it would be easy to slip into despair. My guest today, Charlotte from California, had this experience, the loss of her father only days before lockdown started in the spring of 2020, and she processed her grief and isolation through photography. Her new hobby then turned into a generous service organization, the Community Photo Booth. I was so inspired by this conversation with Charlotte, her gentle kindness, and the way she harnessed her passion for photography, allowing something beautiful and impactful to emerge from a difficult time. Welcome back, everybody. I'm super excited to introduce you to my new friend, Charlotte. I read about Charlotte's story in People magazine as I was sitting in a doctor's office, and I was so inspired by her story. I reached out, and she responded, and I'm so delighted to have her on the podcast today. Hey, Charlotte, how are you?
Hi, Natalie. It's so wonderful to be here. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you so much for agreeing to do this. So why don't you introduce yourself a little bit more?
Well, my name is Charlotte. I am a senior in high school. I go to a school called the Nueva School in San Mateo, California. I am the founder of the Community Photo Booth, which is a collective of youth who leverage photography to address overlooked needs in their community and around the world.
Amazing. So I love this. I love that photography is something I'm sure that you're passionate about. So why don't you tell us how this all got started and exactly what the work entails?
Of course. Yeah. So really my journey into photography started around the pandemic. When I was 12 years old, that was when really the pandemic started for me. And unfortunately, at that time, actually 5 days before the shutdown began in my community, my dad actually passed away. And it was an incredibly difficult and isolating time for me and for my family, you know, one, because of everything that was happening in our family, and two, because the whole world was also going through this shutdown. And that meant that I didn't have friends around that I could hug. People weren't dropping off food at our door. We really had to go through that grieving process alone. And so photography really became a way for me to escape my house, the quiet, the feelings of loneliness. Really, I took my camera during the pandemic and would go outside, venture around my downtown, my neighborhood. And I would use photography also as an excuse to go and meet up with my friends by doing 6-foot distance photo shoots.
Right.
Since, you know, luckily photography with the zoom lens, you don't have to be near your
friends. That's right. That's right. Sure. So then how did this kind of evolve into this wonderful organization that you started?
Yeah. So really from there, during the summer of the pandemic, I started to hear about people in my community who were struggling with challenges, you know, first responders being overworked, some of them even, you know, dying by suicide. I heard about families at my local food bank struggling with food insecurity. And it made me realize that a lot of the challenges that I felt were, you know, I realized, you know, I have felt what it feels like to have challenges and have them be overlooked or not have people in your community know about them. And so that made me really empathize with these first responders and families. And so the idea struck one day when one of my friends' parents reached out and said, "Hey, can you take our holiday card photos?" will pay you money. And I was thinking to myself, well, you know, I was a seventh grader at the time. I didn't really need the money for anything in particular. So I thought, okay, maybe I could donate this and do something to help others. And that's really the spark of the philosophy of the community photo booth, which is, can we use photography, which is really just a fun hobby pastime, and use it as a tool for fundraising?
Right. That's amazing. So then how did that evolve from there? So you took those pictures, presumably, and you donated the money that was paid to you, which is just such a lovely, you know, I mean, some people might say, oh, well, there you started your own business and you could make money for yourself. But as you pointed out, like, if you didn't have any needs at that moment as a seventh grader, like, what a wonderful thing to make it a social impact endeavor. So then how did that grow from there? Do you have other folks who take pictures? And tell me more about the community photo booth.
Of course, yeah. So that summer, as I mentioned, that was the first photo shoot fundraiser, as we like to call them, of the community photo booth. And really, from the success of that first fundraiser, I decided, you know, let's keep this going. And so that next summer, I continued my efforts again, this time raising funds for my local parks, county parks, since this was during wildfire season in California, and they needed to get more equipment to prepare our local parks to be protected. And then really from there, after those two fundraisers, I started to realize that there were other kids in my community who, one, were photographers, and two, were interested in finding a way to give back and also get involved in doing something good for the community. And so really from there, I thought of the idea of having a photo booth model where any kid can really come to the community photo booth and start their own photo booth, as we like to call them, which is essentially just another person in the team who is using their photography skills to raise funds. And so now to this date, we have photographers all around Northern California taking different types of photo shoots in their communities and raising funds that we all pool together to donate.
So that was going to be my question. So anyone who participates in this, they put all of the funds in one big pot, and then you decide where the money goes. And how do you decide who's going to benefit from the fundraising?
Yeah, that's a great question. So on the community photo booth team, we have a internal executive team of a few representatives from, you know, each kind of region that we cover. And really, they get to kind of do the exciting research of diving into different communities all around the world now and trying to figure out what needs exist in these communities and which ones are not getting that much press, aren't overlooked, that people don't know about. And we really select these causes based off of, timeliness, what is going on in the world, who needs the support right now. And then again, that other factor of, you know, is this need neglected or overlooked? How can we raise awareness in addition to raising funds?
Amazing. And do you switch the beneficiary monthly or quarterly, or, you know, how often do you switch?
That's a good question. Yeah. So we typically in the past have done one major photo shoot fundraiser, typically in the fall. But since, you know, the world has a lot of need, as we've come to realize, and there's just so many people that we want to support, we've actually developed a new model where we typically rotate through fundraisers every 2 months now. And so, like, right now we're raising funds for the Second Harvest Food Bank, since it's the holiday season and we want to support families in that regard. But we've also done various different organizations throughout the year already, from organization in Kenya to what was our latest one? One that does work across the country. So really everywhere.
Wow. Amazing. And, you know, I'm sort of curious, if someone heard this and they live in New York City or something and they wanted to participate, do you think that would make sense? They could start their own fundraiser here and pool it with your resources, or they could start, maybe find something in our community. So how do you envision this growing if at all?
Yeah, of course. It's a wonderful question. Of course, yeah, we would love to keep growing. And in the next few years, we have a goal really to start to really expand across the country and have photo booths, hopefully coast to coast, in all sorts of states. Anyone can really start a photo booth. I mean, in Northern California, that's really been our hub since we started, here, and we kind of just kept growing in that way. But anyone can reach out. We would love to work with them.
Are you a 501c3?
We are currently not registered as a 501c3, but that is something that we are hoping to do in the next few years as well.
Yeah, it's just nice because then people will be encouraged to donate because then they get some tax benefit from doing so, right? So that'll just make that piece of it easier for you. Well, I love this. I mean, you've been doing it for 5 years, which is really impressive. Do you have a sense of how much you've raised and how many photographers you've engaged over that time?
Yeah. So over the last, 5 years, we've raised over $45,000 for...
Wow.
Over 16 causes, both locally and globally. We photographed over 3,500 people and held over 550 donation-based photo shoots. And our team now, as I mentioned, we have photographers, I believe over 20 now, photo booths up and running across Northern California. And so that's really, where our team effort comes in.
Amazing. That's a really impressive amount of money raised and people engaged. And you know what's so incredible about photography, especially for you young people, the cameras on our phones are so incredible. And I guess that was another question that came to mind. I think you might have mentioned using a DSLR and like an actual camera, like I used to use like an old fashioned camera. But do you have photographers who just use the camera on their phone? Like what kinds of cameras are people using?
Yeah, good question. So typically we encourage photographers, if they have, a DSLR, some sort of digital camera, that is always ideal since, iPhones, you're totally right. They're getting so, so good. I know I've seen some of the latest models and yeah, the camera quality is incredible. That being said, we do really love like teaching youth how to use, I guess people are calling them old fashioned, but
right.
those digital cameras. And we also often have our photographers do event photography. So that's always good to be familiar with.
Absolutely. And what a wonderful service you're doing for a community that, if an organization doesn't have a lot of funds and needs photos for an event, and you guys come along and offer to do that and just make a donation to this, just ask them to make a donation that they can make, like, that's a huge service that you're doing because photography is so expensive. And event photography in particular, I mean, it can be thousands of dollars. And if you're trying to raise money with your event, but you're spending all of this money. You're just doing such a wonderful service, and it's such a creative way to use something that you found that gave you comfort and that you're passionate about. Well, Charlotte, this is just a really wonderful story. And again, such a great example of the thing that I try to tell young people all the time, which is everyone can serve. Everyone has some gift or talent that they can share, and it kind of doesn't matter what it is. And you found yours in photography, and then you figured out a way to give back through that, which I just think is, that's what I'm trying to encourage everyone to do. So I really want to thank you for sharing this with us today. So tell us more. Is there a place where people can follow you on Instagram or other social media, or is there a website, ways for them to reach out if they wanted to start doing this in their own community, set up their own community photo booth?
Yeah. So if anyone is interested, they can go to communityphotobooth.com. That's our website. And we have information on there on how to reach out to us. We have a contact form. And there's also a whole page dedicated to walking people through how to start their own photo booth. And it's super simple. All you have to do is fill out a short form to apply, and we'll be in touch. And then other ways to get involved, we are actively and always fundraising. So check out our current fundraiser. If you have a photographer in your area, book a photo shoot. It's still holiday card season.
Absolutely.
Or, always a reason to have some good family photos or portraits, event photography.
For sure. You never regret taking a family photo. Never, ever. And you guys are on Instagram as well.
We are. Yeah. So our Instagram handle is Community Photo Booth.
Amazing. Well, Charlotte, thank you so much for sharing this with us. I'd also like to say that it's just such a beautiful example of taking a really difficult time, both the loss of your father, and I'm so sorry that that happened to you when you were such a young person, but also, you know, we were just, as you said, entering the pandemic, which was so isolating and difficult, and you made something positive out of it. And I think that that's what we should all really try and do, take the difficult things that happened to us and try and shine a light and do something positive with it, which is what you've done. So I'm just wishing you the best of luck and with your college admissions and all of that good stuff. Thank you so much for sharing this with us today.
Thank you so much. It's been an honor to share my story.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others, and always be kind.